Dropping your daughter off at college was the hardest thing you've ever had to do. Your wife had cried into a few glasses of wine and was asleep on the couch. But you were in your little girl's bedroom, lights on, door closed, empty for the first night ever. It was unbelievable. It felt like she would always be here. Always be your little girl, always take up the space. And now it's just that, space. Looking around at all her things is painful. It causes you to be still, to listen to your pounding heart, and without even realizing you're doing it, it causes you to reminisce. Her first day of her senior year in high school, she had turned 18 over the summer and was all abuzz with the energy of an adult who has no idea what adulthood is really all about. You were so excited for her. But something happened that morning, didn't it? Something happened that changed you forever. You were letting your mind wander, as you often did, while your daughter was jabbering on about high school life. It's not that you didn't care, it's just that the names of her friends and enemies changed every week. Sometimes one became the other. It was all so hard to keep track of, so you nodded along, you smiled when she laughed, you furrowed your brow and grunted when something seemed to upset her. You're a supportive father, just trying to do your best. But over the course of the conversation, if it can even be called that, your mind started to plan out the day you were going to have after you dropped her off at school. You didn't work that day, but your wife did. The house would be empty. You made a small list of household chores and repairs in your head before realizing that it had been a while since you made dinner for your wife. She mentioned something about some sort of dreadful inspection at her job, so in your mind, it was settled. You'd crush your to-do list, make dinner, and she could just relax. You pulled up to the high school drop-off area just as you noticed that your daughter was in a bit of a huff over something that you missed. You promised her that things would be better today and she smiled. Then she leaned in for a kiss on your cheek, something most high schoolers wouldn't dare do in front of all their peers, getting dropped off right in front of their high school. But she had always been sweeter and more affectionate than other kids her age. She was never embarrassed by parent-teacher conferences, cheesy themed birthday parties, or public hugs and kisses. Just one of the millions of things that you love about her. But that morning was different. She leaned in. You leaned in. Like you both had done thousands of times, but you missed. Your lips connected with hers in what was irrefutably an accident. Your daughter broke into an adorable fit of giggles immediately and wiped her lips with the back of her hand. You responded with a joke about how you two were bound to miss eventually, that you had a good run, but your brain hadn't even fully registered what had happened yet. Her laughter faded and turned into a high-pitched sigh as she opened the car door and said goodbye. The door slammed shut, and you watched to make sure she made it inside the gate okay. You sat in the morning school traffic for a few minutes while your mind replayed the moment over and over again. The drive home was a blur. You pulled in and closed the garage door behind you. You tried to move, then realized that your seatbelt was still on. You went to remove it, but you were still paralyzed. So you just sat there. It felt so good, didn't it? It had been so long since you'd kissed fresh, soft, teenage lips. You looked down at your hard cock harder than it had been in a long, long time. You were home alone. You could have gone inside, taken off all your clothes, laid in bed, jerked off thinking about your daughter for the first time, shot your load all over yourself. But you didn't. Did you? No. You shook it off, figured it was just some weird, intrusive thought. You let it go, pushed it away, got busy with other things, and completely forgot about it. Until now. Now you're looking around her room at all her awards, toys, ribbons, diaries, pictures. You love her so much, but that moment, that memory that you've been pushing away, it's all rushing back to you now. It had just felt so good. She was so beautiful and so sweet and so young. That last word made your cock throb. You start to think that maybe that's it. Maybe you just want a tight young pussy to jerk off to. Maybe that will drive this lewd craving for your daughter away. Maybe if you jerk off to one of her friends, your problem will be solved. You look at the walls around you. A few strings of yarn are stretched across the wall behind you with clothespins every few inches. Each clothespin holds a Polaroid. You grab one that you recognize from a beach trip she took with her friends last month. They're all in their bikinis. Perky tits, flat tummies, soft curves, cute smiles, wet hair. You should be hard as a rock, but your cock only seems about half interested. You start stroking through your pajama pants, staring at these gorgeous, young, tight bodies, and it's working. Sort of. Your thumb is covering your daughter. You keep stroking. You're trying so, so hard. You're thinking back to this beach trip, to these adorable, smiling faces that were in your house, hanging their bikinis to dry in the bathroom, having a sleepover, prancing around in sexy little pajama shorts. That melodic giggling sounding so cute through your daughter's bedroom door. Your cock gets harder at that last thought, and that's when it hits you. That's when you find yourself willing to admit it, to finally admit what you've suspected all along. This lust, this need, this desire, it's because she's your daughter. You move your thumb off of the picture and look at your sweet baby girl. You can't believe that you made something so beautiful. Your mind and your heart both start to race. You feel bad, you feel good, you care, and then you don't. A moment passes. Your hand never stops stroking your cock. A decision is made. You'll allow it. You will allow yourself to accept this part of you, just for a few minutes, just long enough to come. And then you'll sort through your mixed emotions later. But right now you need this. And it's not like she's around to find you. Then you remember that she went off to college, and she took all her panties and bras with her. Nothing is left to sniff or taste or rub your cock against. Still stroking yourself, you look around the room for something, anything to enhance the experience. A pile of half a dozen stuffed animals is stacked neatly on her bed. The thought of using them makes your cock twitch, but you don't want to ruin them. Ruin. Your thoughts quickly spiral to how you want to ruin your daughter. Ruin her for all those college boys. Take her as your own. Stretch your sweet little girl open on your big daddy cock. As your orgasm drew nearer, you took a few steps forward until you were standing over her stuffies. You thought about how you were going to stain them with your cum, just like you want to stain your daughter's clothes, her hair, her face, her tits, her pussy. That's what does it. Thinking about filling your own daughter's tight little teen pussy with a nice, big, thick load from her daddy's aching balls. Your cum oozes at first, and then you covered your little girl's stuffed animal collection with rope after countless rope of your thick, creamy, delicious cum. That's what happened, right? It's okay, baby. I'm your wife. You can tell me anything. And when you're too shy to tell me something, that's okay too. I know you don't mean any harm, baby. I promise I'll always be here to clean up any hot, sticky messes you leave in our daughter's bedroom. I'll always be here to get on my hands and knees so you can fuck me while looking at pictures of her on your phone and moaning her name. I'll always be here to steal some of her panties for you when she comes to visit. I'll always be here to accept you for who you are, accommodate your filthiest desires as best I can, and keep all of your secrets nice and safe.